Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
And a one, and a two.
We are live.
You fucking bitch. No, listen, you guys. Hannah Burner is on. Is this the third time?
I think so. I want to be on more. I want to be on every week. I love you so much.
And it does it turn you on that I sound like a man right now?
You literally don't. You sound...
Babe, I'm literally sick and you just are so in your own world that you can't even tell.
I just like don't care. I just don't care. I really don't care. And like, stop making this about you. It's my interview. So why am I not hearing that man voice ask me questions about myself?
Literally, I'm sick. I'm like coughing in her face. I'm like breastfeeding my baby. She's like, you had a baby. No, just kidding. She knows I had a baby. She forgot his name, which we'll remember. Hannah, but I also knew that to talk to you as per how I want to, I needed to get you on the pod again for the third time.
Hell yeah. Let's dig deep.
And you've been, I think when you were on the podcast the first time, you were like, you were just on Summer House.
It was, I was new on Summer House.
You were so new.
This girl, Elizabeth, messaged us and said, you guys would get along. And then I went to your apartment and we were like, we found out we went to the same high school and we just talked for hours.
Oh my God. Do you remember the good days when you can like have a stranger walk into your house, hug you, like shit in your bathroom, whatever
yes,
you did in there?
I definitely did shit in your bathroom.
You did. You told me. You were like,
Noah wasn't
Starbucks.
Even a, oh God, Noah wasn't even a sparkle in your eye at that point.
I was like, kids, bleh. Like I was like literally.
Then I remember crazy. You, I feel like I was one of the earlier people. I think the third time I came over that you were like, hey, I'm pregnant. And I'm like 28.
I did tell you. That's true.
I'm still at that age where like when someone says they're pregnant.
I told, like, no, actually, you guys, wait one second. I think I told Hannah like legit like one of the first people. Yeah. Because you came over. First of all, no, I want to say this. First of all, I know you're not a big drinker. Mm-hmm. And I think other times we podcasted or talked about it. Like, you're not a big drinker. I know that. She's faking it on Summer House, you guys. She's not actually doing
it. I drink if I get paid.
So, and then this time she's like, should I pick up wine? Like, are we, I'm like, this time you're going to like be annoying about it. So I felt like I had to tell you.
Oh, that's why. No, yeah. I, every now and then I get in a mood and I'm like, let's get crazy. Let's get schwasty. But it's funny because I'm still at the age where I'm like, I have one friend who like purposely tried to get pregnant. So when you told me, like, I didn't really know how to respond. And then I was just like, oh my God, we're adults. We're adults.
Wait, did you say, when you said I'm 28, did you say it as if you're like young AF?
Kind of.
Oh.
I'm also 29. I got my age wrong.
You're 29.
But my boy toy is 44, so.
Oh my God. Which I found out through like my followers, by the way.
What did they
and
do?
And I'm like, no, they like sent me, they're like, is this Hannah's boyfriend? Like, he looks like a grown-up Kyle. Are you getting that?
That's I am. Probably. I like people are giving, like, an older James Marsden, but James Marsden is actually the same age as him, so he gets annoyed. But I do see James Marsden. I think maybe the hair is Kylie, but I don't see it.
First of all, are you that girl now that it's been 5 minutes and you already mentioned your boyfriend?
Oh my God, I am. No, like I literally am so annoying. I want to punch myself in the face. I'm like disgusting. Like we're so annoying. We are the worst.
Oh my God. Wait, tell me everything. So Des Bishop.
Yes. Right? Okay, did her research.
Excuse me. Is he Irish? I don't know.
He's Irish.
Okay. Does he have mature gray hair?
Honestly, so do I, but it's more acceptable for him. So I actually saw him at the Comedy Cellar like 5 years ago. And I was like in marketing at that time. Like, you know, when occasionally your work is like, hey, let's go to a comedy club together. And you're like, oh, I don't want to hang out with my coworkers.
Yeah, but you go.
And he went up and he was so like swaggy and confident and cute. But he was talking about how he lives in Ireland. So I was like, oh, well, that guy's so hot, but he lives in Ireland.
Wait, does he have an accent?
He's from Queens. So he's just, he's a New Yorker like I am. And I always felt like deep down I'd end up with a New Yorker. But he lived in Ireland since he was 14. So he has all these random.
You guys, she said end up. You said end up.
I know. I'm like literally crazy right now. This is either like a weird quarantine, like just love spiraling.
You're 29. You guys, don't be, no pressure, whatever. But. I mean, I remember the first time you came on, Luke wasn't even in the picture. Mm-hmm. There was nothing going on. And I asked you, like, in general, like, would you settle down right now? And you were like, yeah.
I've always deep
even
down.
Even though you put out this thing like you're like a hoe. I know deep down you're not a thot. You're like a at home with your cats, like, and your boyfriend person.
Oh, my God. I'm so monogamous. And deep down, like, I just want a, like, happy family. But in the meantime, your girl was doing thought squats. I was kind of like, if I was single, I wanted to just be empowering and being like, fuck that dude, fuck that dude, fuck that dude. Not necessarily have sex, but I mean, like, if they disrespect you, fuck them. Anyway, my mom was like, okay, you have to stop with this, like, character you started. And, like, now that you like someone, you can't be a fuck girl. And yeah. I was like,
I didn't know
oh
that
God,
there was
right.
such a thing.
Fuck girl. But it's also like I just went on Call Her Daddy, which is like the ultimate fuck girl Bible. And I was basically just like, I'm in love and it feels weird. And let's talk about it because even fuck girls fall in love. Yeah. So that's the moral of the story.
Ask if you're allowed to go on Call Her Daddy if you're like have a boyfriend.
Well, it's like you have more in-depth stuff to talk about. Like it is a lot about sex and relationships. So now it's just about like just fucking one guy. But I never liked the like random hookups. I really just want to fuck guys who I feel like love me and are obsessed with me or at least like me a little bit. So that's always been my preferred way to have a penis inside me.
Wait, so you saw him at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh yeah. Then nothing. And then I think he randomly followed me within this year. And I was like, oh, that's that hot Irish comic. And I followed him back. And then I went out to lunch with Luann in Shelter Island.
Remember the stories.
And she it was epic. She is everything and more. And I had
really?
Been,
I don't mind talking about it here, but yeah, tell me. Tell me what you mean by epic.
As in she just is like, she's a presence. Like she is.
She's Luann.
She's Luann.
She's Luann.
Like she's the same on and off
she's
camera.
She's the same. She's the same.
She really like she was asking to like we were at this outdoor restaurant. They had like a little area for music and she's like, I'll sing if you guys want me to. Like she's always just that person.
You guys, she is that person. I'm going to say it here. I don't care. And I'm going to tell you as if we're gossiping behind the scenes like we do. Mm-hmm. When I had Luann on the podcast, like she was great. She was first of all, she looks amazing. Like her body's amazing. Her face is amazing.
Insane.
She was really
and she doesn't
cute.
Look fake at all.
No. She was like without makeup in her like upstate home. I think in the Hamptons. At 45 minutes of the podcast, she's like, sweetie. I got sweetied. And she's like, when are we going to talk about like my skincare and my cabaret and my things? And I'm like, now, like in my... You know, thousands of years podcasting, it never happened to me. Like, people know, like, you'll get to shout your shit out at the end, you know, like, you'll, and I was just like, now, and then she switched and it was like, well, my cabaret is this. And like, I, you know, and I was just shocked because I was like, she's Luann. Like, it's not for jokesies. I mean, you're in reality TV. Well, like, people are.
It's so funny. I started and I have her on and I'm feeling nervous and I feel like she doesn't have time for me.
Oh, you had her on your podcast.
I had her on mine too. We should compare notes. And I had met her already and it was, she was very funny, just great one-liners. And I have her on and I panic and realize I don't know how to pronounce her last name. And I say, Luann de Lesseps. And she goes, honey, that's not how you pronounce my name. Oh, and I am like, God. I, you know, when you realize you fucked up the interview before it started, you're, I'm like, yeah. she hates me. She hates me. And she's like, it's de Lesseps. And I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm so sorry, Luann. And then like, you know how the whole time in the back of your mind, you're like, she hates me. So, yeah. But I edited it out because I was so embarrassed.
I edited that part out too, because I think you could see, like, I don't blush usually. And I was like blushing because it was like, first of all, it was 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I was talking to her about like things that happened on the show. And she's like, we're talking about like Ramona's birthday party. Like, what about my new song? And I was like, is this real life? Is this why Bethany freaked out? Like, no. So it's crazy because you're on a Bravo reality show and it's real. Like, as much as there are scenes and there's, you know, a lot of shit, it's, yeah, these reality shows are real, and Luann is Luann for good and for bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could try to fake and look a type of way on TV, but it eventually gets exhausting, and eventually you just, like, have to be yourself, or you're going to be put in enough situations where you're going to, you can't fake it. You just can't. Yeah. But some people, like, are so delusional that they make good TV, just crazy, or some people are, like, so real and so authentically themselves, they make good TV. That's me analyzing.
I feel like you have examples in your head that you're not saying.
Well, like, I feel like Jax is delusional.
He started doing Instagram lives, by the way, you guys. It's really funny. If you ever, like, have a minute, he's, like, reading questions.
And then I think someone like Ariana is just, like, really real.
I love
And sometimes
Ariana.
She can come off, people can say she's boring or she's uptight or she's whatever, but she's always authentically herself.
Ariana's, like, she was on my podcast, like, last week. She is the nicest person.
I need to have her on mine.
She doesn't get, like, sometimes when you're, like, actually cool and actually authentic, you can get the short end of the stick and maybe not get enough screen time. And sometimes it can come out like you're really cool and everyone wants to see you all the time.
Yep.
If you guys followed me for a minute on Instagram, you know that I used, have been using, will use Pros hair products. They're amazing. They create customized hair products for people, not hair types. Meaning you go on their website, you take kind of this quiz consultation about your hair, the area you live in, to kind of calculate pollution, environmental changes. You answer questions about your hair strands, follicles, everything imaginable. And they create such a unique custom blend that fits your exact head of pretty little hair. And I swear, since I started using Pros, I've been washing my hair like twice a week. For realsies, like, and their formulas last me for so freaking long because I only need to wash my hair twice a week. Listen, I realized that my kind of hair type, which is, you know, very full, not the softest and shiniest, pretty dry, requires more love than just your generic store brand $4 shampoo and conditioner. Like, it needs more than that. It needs freaking custom hair care. Okay, you guys. So to try Pros yourself, you can get 15% off by using my code and going to pros.com/notskinny to get 15% off by going to pros.com/notskinny. That's PROSE.com/notskinny to get a free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off of your order.
Hey guys, I'm Kinsey from the I Love You So Much podcast. On my show, we talk about everything, lifestyle, business, finance, beauty, you name it. My favorite part about the show is the amazing guests that we bring on. We have everyone ranging from like business experts to influencers, CEOs, creative masterminds. It's so much fun. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, and it's just at Kinsey Elizabeth. I release new episodes every Thursday, so hope to see you there.
Okay, but I want to know about the Des. Oh, the Des. Like, it's such a cool name.
Desmond is his name.
Oh, it's Desmond.
Desmond, but they call him Des.
And, so Shelter Island, Luann.
Oh, yeah, so Shelter Island, Luann. And he sees that I'm out east because I was just posting in my house. Mind you, I haven't had sex since December and it was July. If I knew the world was going to come to a stop, I would have had a dick appointment earlier. But instead, it was like 6 months. And he DMs me and he's very straightforward. He's just like, are you out east? And I was like, yes. And
wait, first DM?
Yep, first one. But apparently I was in his algorithm, so he'd been like watching me do stupid shit all quarantine. Oh my God,
is that like a thing influencers are saying now? In his algorithm?
I think he said that to me, but it was like what he wasn't coming that? Up. As, you know, like the people who just like, some people you don't even like know, but they're always in your like feed.
But he was following you.
He was following me, okay. And I was in his feed. He wasn't in mine. I follow a shit ton of people too. But if I didn't scare him off with all my stupid TikToks during quarantine, then
you
that was a win.
You did stop with that.
I stopped because I was busy for a couple months in the summer. And then now I'm tired, bitch.
Wait, was December the last sex Luke or did that never come to fruition?
Oh, you're going to have to wait and see the Luke stuff. But no, I had sex in December with a comic who lived with his parents. Yeah. You guys, I'm living a glamorous life. Well, now it's I've definitely
now you
upgraded.
Are. Now you are. Okay.
I was like, he doesn't even have a job. So he messaged me. He goes, are you out east? I said, yes. He goes, do you want to get coffee in Sag Harbor?
Wait,
I said,
does out east mean like in the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like, all this lingo that I don't know.
Honey, don't worry. I got you. Because yeah, you know, the city, but you don't say out west. You just say out east. There's a city and then out east is like
out
in Long
east
Island.
Is the Hamptons.
Yes.
And that means you like, no, you're not like there for one weekend. You like vacation.
It's basically asking, are you in the city or are you in the Hamptons? So you go, are you out east?
Okay.
And Montauk's the end. And I said, yes, here's my digits. And it was very straightforward.
You said, yes, here's my digits?
Yeah. Because I already like knew he performed. And I, in my head, I was a little COVID paranoid, but I was like, even if the date isn't good, he's going to be interesting because he's like another New York City comic and he's going to be funny regardless.
Wait, so was during the day?
Yeah, because he doesn't drink.
God.
I know.
Why? Was he an alky?
He partied a lot when he was young in New York City. And then his parents sent him off to boarding school to Ireland, which is funny because it's like, oh, if you drink a lot, Ireland's not the best place to be sent.
Yeah, that is funny.
And then at 19, he was like, I can't drink anymore because like, I think he in his family history, it's like he didn't want to become an alcoholic.
So, okay.
So he's been sober since 19. Now he's 44. So, well, before we got coffee, I'm getting ready for like the first date I've had in like 6 months.
Do you know he's 44?
Yes.
You Googled?
I believe so. Yeah. And he's like, I knew it, but like part of me was like into it. Also, he was tall, so I didn't really care.
He's tall?
He's 6'3". I'm not.
Oh, you can't tell in photos that he's.
He's so funny. He says he presents short. Like every time people meet him, he goes, I present short on Instagram, but I'm actually
That's
quite
funny.
Tall.
He does present shorter.
I don't know.
6'3".
I know, but in person, I was like, I will climb you like a tree. But before this date, I'm like getting ready. And suddenly like this wave of anxiety comes over me because my dad is like, this is like such white people problems. But he's like, I have a tea time at 1:00. And I go, Dad, my date is at 1:30, you can't, like, you have to drop me off at 1:30 because I don't drive. And he's like, I have a tea time. And I'm like,
Dad was dropping you off.
He was dropping me off at the ferry to go across. And I'm like, Dad, I literally am so alone right now. I haven't even been touched by someone. And you are now prioritizing your golf game. And he's like, I've been playing it with the guys. All the guys are going to get mad at me. I start freaking out. And I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck this. This is fucked up. Like I never fight like that with my parents in terms of like the cursing.
This is like so funny.
I literally was like, Dad, I fucking hate you. You've made comments that I'm single. And why am I single? Maybe now I'm fucking single because you book a fucking tea time the one time I get a date. So I'm in the car and they make me get there like so early. So they make the tea time. So I'm like waiting for 20 minutes.
No, I can't.
I accidentally panicked and like wore jeans.
You guys, this is so much effort. She fought with her dad. She got driven to the ferry. She took a ferry. I'm just like imagining you
crossed
like
a body of water for this man.
You crossed a body. I mean, damn.
Also, I panicked and decided to do like a cute little crop top and jeans. And then I get there and it's literally 90 degrees. And I'm starting to get that like jean sweat in my crotch that you can't just like air out. It's like making a crotch like die. Anyway, so I'm fucking pissed. So then he rolls up. He in a little convertible, and I was like, "Hi!" And I get in, and I'm literally like, "This is gonna be the worst date ever."
Got in like a hoe.
Hell yes.
Wait,
hell
yeah. So he what are you gonna do? You
sit
up?
In the back?
Wait. He picked you up from the ferry.
Yeah,
I can't deal with this. So I hop in,
but you know when you're like angry and you can't just snap off angry mode. So I'm pissed, and I just look at him, and I immediately feel kind of comfortable with him. I'm just like, my fucking dad is so annoying. Like, I haven't gone on a date in forever, and he's like. With his tea time, whatever, and I'm venting about it. And he looks at me and he goes, "At least your parents are still alive." And I'm like, did this dude just make a dead parent joke like 10 minutes into the date? And I immediately am like, oh my God, he has a sick sense of humor like me. And I was just like, he made me laugh so hard. And I was like, I'm so, so sorry. And he's like, no, it's all good. Don't worry. It's actually like kind of better, you know? Like, you don't have to meet him. We don't have to do that whole thing. So then we just hung out for like 4 hours. I was too COVID paranoid to kiss him. Then we hung out again and we had sex. And then the rest is history.
Wait, when was this? July.
This is July.
July, August, September, September, October. Okay, we're 3 months.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're so cute. Oh my God.
We're in like this, we're so annoying. Like, I called him Schnookums the other day. Like, that's the level of annoyance we're at.
So how do we feel about the age difference, though?
How do you feel about the age difference?
I don't care.
I personally feel that...
except I'm going to look really bad right now. Hold on. Let me think about my image. Because all I do is make fun of, like, Addison Rae and Courtney.
Okay, but friendship is so different. Because guys are so, like, immature.
Yeah.
So it's like a 44-year-old guy is like a 30-year-old woman.
Also, he looks really great. Like, he doesn't look 44.
He also has a very young
soul. Also, men get hotter with age and it's unfair.
He said that he literally had the most attention from women once he went gray. Like, it like changed, like the gray just works for him.
Wait, did he see you perform ever?
No.
So what do you think made him like follow you?
He thought I was hot.
Oh, just thought you were hot?
Men like, are so simple. I think he just thought I was cute. And I think he like, when he met me, he said, he goes, oh, the way you are, like I didn't predict that based on what I thought you'd be from your Instagram, like Insta stories. And I was like, what did you think I'd be?
Yeah.
And then he like, he didn't get into it. But I wonder
why. What's different about you in your Insta stories?
I have no idea. Maybe some people think I'm like cooler online and then they meet me in person and they're like, you're a weirdo. Like, you're just weird.
I think you're yourself. You even showed your, like, hairy toes, and I wanted to be like, Hannah, that's
oh, my God,
like
that
enough.
Was a mistake. Do you know that was, like,
no,
a
it
huge
wasn't.
Mistake?
No.
Oh, my God. I've never spoken about this on a podcast. You guys, I accidentally—
Oh, my God, it's going to make headlines.
So I have a close friends list where—
I know, but I thought there were a lot of people on that list.
It was there are, but, like, it's not— I could have, like— 100,000 people look at my story, and then my close friends list is like 500 people. So it's like an intimate group. It's my intimate, it's on a Patreon. So like people pay $3 to get in that close friends list on my Instagram.
Okay, plug on, plug on away.
Honey, when are you going to let me talk about my Patreon? Darling.
So you accidentally clicked the
I did not accidentally. I took a photo of my hairy toes with like disgusting like.
Why were they so hairy? Did you shave them when you were younger?
I'm just Italian, sweetie. I'm just Italian.
That's what happens.
The top of my feet are all hair.
Why don't we laser that shit off?
I mean, I have like other issues to deal with before I start lasering my toes.
Okay, but it's not like a feminist, I'm growing my hair out there.
No, that's just me. And I'm working on acceptance, but I also had like a little bit of taupe nail polish on it. And it was,
yeah, it was not good.
And one of my nails was like, definitely has a fungus.
It was like, you could really easily, if this was a mistake, be like, oops, that was like my grandpa's butt.
So I post it and I meant to press close friends because they're my people. Like, I love them. I like whatever. I pressed my main one. And then, you know, I'm checking my phone every 2 seconds in the day. For the first time ever, I like wasn't near my phone for like 3 hours. No. I like was doing something where I wasn't near my phone. Then look at my phone and I have so many replies to that story. Like way more than I like tons of replies. And then I go, oh my God. So then I'm like, there's two things you could do. You could lie or you can own it. And I said, Hannah, what have you learned with reality TV? You just got to own your shit. And I wrote like, I want to apologize to everyone for me accidentally posting a photo that was supposed to be on my close friends list. I'm sorry. And then people like laughed about it, but it was traumatizing for some people.
Did you delete it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you deleted it. Yes. You didn't
I deleted
keep it, on.
It. And then I posted a little like message just apologizing for anyone who I offended.
Wait,
with
did
my
you
toes.
Get messages laughing or messages being like,
messages laughing, messages being like, what the fuck is this? Messages being like, is that your foot? Just like every kind of message, just people being very
people
confused.
Get weird about feet in general. I feel like I have really cute feet and sometimes I'll post feet and people are like, sorry, I just think feet are gross. You know, people are weird about feet.
I mean, some people might have even liked it. That's,
right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Either people are weird about
and my
feet
thing is, if I'm going to do that, I'm not doing that shit for free.
Yeah, I'm really offended I've never gotten propositions for like feet fetishes.
So, yeah, that's my foot story.
Yeah, how did we get to your fucking hair?
I have no idea. But yeah, oh yeah, but with the age thing.
Yeah.
When you think about it, like guys in their 20s, I feel like a lot of them, if I was in my early 20s, meeting another guy in his young 20s, we grow together. We learn about stuff together. I'm 28. I feel like I know what I want. I'm very focused on my career. I know where I'm going. So when I've been meeting a lot of these guys in their 20s, first of all, I feel like the sex is not that great. They're all in their head trying to like do it right or what they think is good and worried if they're doing well. Then their careers a lot of time are fucking messed up. They don't know what they're doing. They don't like what they're doing. And then like their finances are all fucked up. They're all insecure about that. And it's like, these are guys in their 20s.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a project manager. I don't want to like get a guy and be like, okay, let's change his clothes, his hair. Let's make sure he's saving and has a 401k. Like I can't deal with that shit because I also don't even know what a 401k is. So meeting Dez, I was like, wait. All the girls in your past have already given you guidance for like what you should and shouldn't do. And like, I'm kind of looking at this like kind of complete, more complete human who's confident in himself and is not competitive with me because he has like his own established career and we're at different times. And like, I think he can handle me.
Wait, so he's a comic. That's what he does?
Yes, he's a comedian.
And is he a successful one if he's like out east?
So he's very big in Ireland. Like was on Dancing with the Stars in Ireland.
No.
Like, I don't even know what that means. And also Ireland, it's not, there's only like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 million people, but he's very well known there.
Wait,
like,
so his connection to Ireland was the boarding school only, or is Irish?
He is Irish. And then he went to boarding school there and then went to college there because it was free and then just
comedy
and stayed there. Yeah. So he's been like, and he goes 50-50, like comes to America, but he's done.
Wait,
most,
if he got sent to boarding school, was he naughty?
Yeah, he was naughty. But you know, I love a bad boy.
Yeah. But it sounds maybe it's good for you that you found a bad boy that's older because he's like conformed. He's
100%.
A bad boy. Yeah. Not in the midst of the bad boyness.
And a lot of guys in their 20s too are like so obsessed with like, I need to be the man that I'm going to be. And like, I feel like he's 44 and he like is the man he wanted to be. And I don't have
the
to,
only
like,
thing
fix
I'd
him.
Be concerned about, I feel like, is just if my wheels started turning about like when I'm 40, he's gonna be 60.
Yeah.
Like all those calculations. If we have kids and he's whatever, he's gonna be 80. Like all those.
Well, part of me, it's at the point where like I thought I was pregnant 2 months ago and I was like, I mean, you know, like every month you think you're pregnant. And I was just like, Mom, I'm just like spotting. Like I don't have like
and
a
you're
full
like,
period.
I'm gonna keep it.
And my mom didn't even flinch though. She was like, you're 29. And I was like, oh, Mother, I'm not ready. I'm a child. And she's like, honey, like, if it were to happen, like, you should probably just keep it. And I was like, you're a cunt, first of all, second of all. But then with Dez, I feel like he'd be the same way. Like, he'd be fine if I kept it. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? But then in my head,
I can't believe you're even thinking that. Right,
yeah, I've never thought of that.
Like a year ago, where were you? You were like, Luke isn't penetrating
me. I met
me.
A guy during quarantine. Like, I was literally walking with my mom being like, I thought I'd be married by 29. That was like the idea I had in my head. And now I'm single during a quarantine at 29. And like, there's definitely no men in the future.
But Hannah, that's really not New York to have this like, I thought I'd be married by 29 thing.
You're right. I think that I accepted it.
Like, think about
it,
all the like, people that went to Beacon. You think they're all married by 29?
No. Just, I think as a little girl, like 29 in my head was like so old.
Older, yeah.
And that was like my little girl age in my head. But I already accepted like I'm getting married at 34 probably and having kids through in vitro. But now with Dez, I'm like, okay. He's like, what age do you want to have kids? Because like he doesn't want them necessarily now. But like I don't want him to be like 50 when we're having
wait,
kids.
Hannah, slow the fuck down. No, you're getting me like half excited, half I'm like, what? Like this is, do you hear yourself?
Oh, I also moved in with him.
I saw that, I think, on your, did you put on your story today?
I've been slipping all over the place saying random
shit. Oh, is that a slip?
It's not a slip, but like, I guess I didn't like unearth it.
And we're not going to be like, did her and Luke get back together on season 4? So this is fucking, this is like, and this is what I feel like people that are single and I'm sure a lot of people wonder that, like, it doesn't matter when you meet someone. Like, see, like you met someone now, even though it was so random, like
so
the
random.
Randomest. And like 3 months later, you're like, I don't know, like, should we have kids now? Or like,
well, my mom was like, sat me down during quarantine. She's like, why do you think you're single? Like, what do you think's happened? And I'm like, Mom, I don't regret one breakup. There's not like one guy that got away. Like, I haven't met my person yet. I just haven't. And I was like, deep down, like, we can talk about me like with intimacy or like whatever, go to therapy for whatever issues I have. But I said, really, I think that when I meet the right person, it's just gonna, I'm just gonna know.
But do you think that you had issues with dudes? Like, I know you have your own anxiety and shit, but do you think you have?
I mean,
specifically,
I think my picker, as Patty Stanger would have said from Million Dollar Matchmaker, my picker was a little off.
Your picker was off.
My picker was off, as in I would go for guys who like wouldn't. I'd want to like win over because I wanted to like earn it, and or I'd go for guys who were narcissists, or I'd go for guys who I'd like make. My like servant because I didn't want to be hurt. So I'd go between like a narcissist to someone who I could definitely control to a narcissist and back and forth. So I needed that in between. I just didn't know if I was capable of like finding that in between. But Dez and I have a very similar like respect for each other. Like I feel like I'd either be with a guy who like didn't respect me and I was like, oh my God, I just want him to respect me, please. Or I'd be with a guy who I have no respect for and I'm like, do my laundry. So, but with
where
him,
did Luke fall? Was he that or that?
Luke was, we weren't, I mean, by the end, like by the reunion, I was just feeling like it was a guy that I wanted to win over in like a sexual way.
Right.
And he wasn't letting me. So I like liked that game. But like deep down, I
but
was.
But he was obsessed with you, like.
Yeah, he,
in a way
he's obsessed with me emotionally,
which
was so confusing. Which
pissed me off too, because I remember and I could so pinpoint that type of guy. And he is that type of guy because he's really close with his sister.
Yeah.
And he loves like talking
to
her.
But he has a weird thing with intimacy where like real intimacy is connecting the physical and the emotional. You can't separate it. And what I deserve is a guy who wants to like laugh all night long and also fuck the shit out of me.
He wanted you, he thought you were so cool and like I think was attracted to you too, but he really more so enjoyed the like, I have her number on speed dial to talk to her about everything and she's funny and she's interesting and she's cool. And that I feel like you could really tell that he was like, that he was sure about. Like I feel like he was like calling you all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he blocked?
He called me all through quarantine.
Because
like
he was in a fucking cabin, right?
I know. He talked to me all the time, every day. Like, to the point that it's like, okay, like, you're my boyfriend. Like, but we're not hooking up, but we're just flirting and stuff. So, like, it's complicated, but now this guy does is just like makes things so simple. Like it's been so simple.
It's so simple. Like you met, you liked each other, you dated, you moved in. Where does he live?
So it's when I say moved in, it's I was living with my parents in Shelter Island and he has a place in West Hampton. But we both have apartments in the city. So I'm not I haven't moved out of my apartment. It's just I'd rather be with him than with my parents. So I've like brought the cat. I've brought the cat. And I was actually joking with Kate Chastain. Shout out to Kate from Below Deck about if we're going to fail, let's fail fast. Like those people are like, I don't know if we're ready to move in. Like, I don't know if we're going to hit like fucking like, no, if we can't move in together, then why are we even fucking dating?
And also a lot of people that I know like moved in after like 3 years and then found out it doesn't work. Like
hell to the no.
No, no, it's not.
Kate was like, your first date should be at a DMV. Like, and I was like, you should make that a new show, like a reality show called License to Love. And we were laughing so hard about it, but it's true. Like we've gone to Home Goods together. We assembled an IKEA bed together. And it's like, we're just testing our relationship so hard right now. And
talking about babies.
But quarantine, I feel like 1 week in quarantine is like 1 month in real life. Like it's super like our life. Like he would be, I wouldn't have met him if it wasn't for quarantine. He would have been traveling and touring in Europe right now. So instead he has all his focus on like us and like cultivating our relationship and like.
But what made you answer him? Because I'm sure, do a lot of guys slide into your DMs?
I feel like, well, I had been talking to, I had like a little FaceTime boyfriend at the time. I was like FaceTiming. I was talking to Luke and I was also FaceTiming this like former football player from Florida, like every day, every night he'd FaceTime me. But he was in Florida. I knew he was partying, having sex with girls. And early on I was like, can I come visit? And he was kind of like shady about it.
I love how forward you are, Anna.
He was so shady about it. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I put that in the back of my head and I was like, I'm going to ruin his life. I just don't know how yet. And then eventually he was like, okay, like I'm coming to New York. I want to see you. And I go, oh, you're off the roster, honey. I'm sorry. I have a full-time boyfriend. Lose my number. So that's how that went down.
But when Dez messaged you, how did you decide, like, how are you so D? Just based on
great questions. What? So guys slide into my DMs, but a lot of them, like, they're private. You can't even see their photos. Like,
yeah.
Or if it's like a guy with a blue check, it kind of feels a little like social climbing.
Wait, a blue check isn't good? Because I remember Sheena, when I was talking to Sheena on one of the podcasts we did, I remember she was like talking about her DMs and she said the other way, she's like, blue checks, honey. Like that's how the blue check.
I'll answer the blue checks, yes, but normally if it's like someone who wants me on their podcast or like a company that wants me to work with them, if it's like, I've had random like DJs or like producers with a blue check slide in and be like, hey, and I'm like, shut up. Like, ew.
Oh, you can, so you feel it's more social climbing for a fellow like
blue checker like, to blue slide check. In. But the thing is, Dez does have a blue check, but it's a fact.
From Dancing with the Stars Ireland?
From, I guess, like Irish shit. But it's because we had ton of mutual friends. That's like the big thing. We had ton of mutual friends. I'd already seen him perform and thought he was hot. And I was following already.
Wait, you think he was funny?
I thought he was so funny, yeah.
So that's also a thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, so I like how his brain works.
I feel
works.
Like if you're funny, you're probably smart too, right?
He speaks... I'm so annoying on this podcast. You might have to delete it. But he speaks three languages. He speaks he speaks Mandarin, English, and Gaelic.
And Irish? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, Gaelic is like the Irish language.
It's a thing?
He taught me that. I'm learning so much, Amanda. I'm like so smart
Hannah,
now.
Hannah, I'm so proud of you.
Also at night, because he's old, we do crossword puzzles. And my vocabulary has been improving.
You do good at them? New York Times ones?
I'm so bad at it, but like every now and then I get one and he gets like really proud of me.
So how did you... Well, listen, they said that Summer House was filming this summer. So yeah. I know you can't talk about it a lot, but like, is he going to be on it?
You'll have to wait and see.
When is it coming back? When is it coming on?
Who the fuck knows? But who knows? I actually don't know.
Well, I'm really glad they got to film it because like
what I can say is Bravo was incredible in terms of like health and safety measures. And like we were getting tested every week and like it was, they handled it really well. But I feel very fortunate that like we were even able to do it.
Yeah.
Because it was really like up until the day of filming, they weren't sure if it was going to be possible.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderpump Rules, I feel like they don't know. I mean, they might not know. They're saying they don't know because of COVID, but I feel like it's also the issue with the firings and everything.
Oh my gosh, a drama.
But so much changed in your life. It's like crazy to me. And I thought when I started getting messages from my followers being like, is Hannah dating this guy? Because like he posted a photo, or did you slip up and post a photo or something?
He posted a photo. We were together. Our first photo we took together. And he was like, I'm going to post
it. I feel like I know the photo. Like it's just in my head, you in the fucking pink dress.
Yes. I posted it. He posted it. And then I was, and he started getting all this attention. And I was like, I want attention. So then I posted on mine. And then it like started blowing up. And then the powers that be told me I have to take it down.
Did they get mad at you?
I mean, they're always mad at me, but they just told me I have to take it down. And I was like,
do you feel like you're less of a, well, I guess Amanda and Kyle, like, because when I think of reality TV, for some reason, I feel like it's better if you're single. You know what I mean? Because like, more shit can happen. You know what I mean? But then again, Amanda and Kyle are on for seasons as a couple, like as a duo.
Yeah. Well, so I think when I'm single, like I love flirting and I make a lot of mistakes and I'm very, you get different emotions. I'm fortunate that I'm with a guy who is not afraid of the camera. So like I could see him doing well if he filmed. Whereas like, you know, Paige and Perry, like Perry doesn't film. So
that and rumors not are great. They broke up.
Yeah, you're gonna have to ask her about that. I don't know.
Wait, so you two also have a podcast coming out?
We're trying. We're like, it is so hard to start a podcast. There's like contract negotiations. That's like,
oh, you're trying to do it because Burning in Hell you do by yourself.
I know. We decided to go with a network, and yeah.
So you're still, it's still like up in the airs.
We're working on making it happen. We'd be so excited if we can, because we were doing Giggly Squad, our Instagram live show, every night at 10 p.m. for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then we went to the penitentiary. And then we are like, we can't keep doing this because like people aren't quarantining as much. And like, I can't like do 7 hours a week for free anymore. Like, I just can't explain to my like,
yeah,
like it doesn't logically work for my life anymore. Because now like I have the talk show I'm doing. Like, things have gotten busy.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about that, Luann. Yeah. When are we going to talk about my talk show?
I mean,
no, whatever. That is crazy.
No, it's because I haven't shut up about my boyfriend. But I was like, Paige, we have to monetize this if we're going to do
it.
Yeah,
true.
So listen, like,
people don't complain when people that, you know, make you laugh, entertain you, that you enjoy following, need to get something out of it too.
No, yeah, we got to the point where like we have to get paid.
Yeah.
Cause it was so much fun. It really got me.
Well, you did hashtag merch.
Yes, we have a new merch drop coming out soon. And the fact that like it got me through quarantine, just like feeling like I was performing at night in this amazing community we had, and we just talk shit. And now it's like, let's make it a real podcast.
It's funny because when I got followers sending me shit about you and Dez or like Perry and Paige, it was like, it was on the Giggly Squad Facebook group.
Oh, yeah, the Giggly Squad Facebook group is out of control.
It sounds lit.
I've lost control of it. Like, I'm like scared of it.
I hear that Facebook groups like go wild. Like, I feel like Facebook is just like a wild.
People have had to like shut down their groups and stuff. Yeah, because people start fighting.
Shit goes savage.
People start bullying each other. It's a real like group mentality where like, if the group isn't managed, and our whole thing for Giggly Squad, our like slogan is, we can't be managed. So then we'd have to be like, hey guys, I know we can't be managed, but like, can some of you manage yourself and not call other people like a cunty bitch?
No, Facebook is weird. I mean, every social platform has like its own thing. But
and I'm sorry
for
saying the C word. I've been dating a European and it's more acceptable there.
Oh, really?
Well, like Irish and British people love saying cunt.
So does he have an accent or no?
He has a Queens accent with like random Irish words. Like he'll say like...
Wait, he met your brother, I saw.
Oh yeah, he met my brother. He's met my parents. We're like in deep.
So your parents are D with the age?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like my parents are actually like 55. He's closer in age to them than me.
No. Wait, your parents are so young.
They're so young. Yeah, my dad's 57 and my mom's 55.
Oh, now I'm remembering that TikTok video that you did that was actually cute, and I really don't like TikTok.
Oh, when they were dancing, we got
into
the,
like the weird thing.
Yeah, my dad quit like three times while we were trying to learn it. And I was like, Dad, I need you for this content.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I don't want to do it anymore. This is too hard. And then it comes out and he's like scrolling all the comments, like seeing any compliments he'd get. And I'm like, Dad, pick a side. Do you want attention or do you
not? Yeah. Yeah. No, because I'm so old. Like, I don't even know TikTok. Like, I ask people, like, is there a template? Like, how, like, is there, like, a human showing you what to do?
Okay, my strategy for TikTok, if people want to know, is it's time consuming and that you just have to watch a lot of TikToks. And then if you like one of the jokes or you like one of the dances.
I like the jokesy ones.
I do the jokesy ones. So if I like a joke, I'll leave, like, a certain voice of some kind. Then you press, like, basically like use this audio and then you do it in your own way.
But you kind of, you don't even have to. So what are you so busy with now? Okay. So we have the Bravo chat room, which I'm so happy for you. Because
thank you. It's six episodes. The last two are Sunday and Monday after Watch Robins Live at 10:30. And we'll see if it gets picked up or not. So cross your fingers.
Wait, that was like season one or that was like a pilot?
It's like a six episode limited series. But if they pick it up, I think it'll just continue or we'll take a little hiatus and then like revamp.
So it's like a talk show.
It's kind of like the Bravo View. So we talk about our personal lives, which is fun because on TV, like you don't know how things are going to be said. So you really can say whatever you want about your life here. Then we talk about Bravo shows, which is cool because we really break the fourth wall and talk about like what it's like to film and like what we would have done if we were in that situation. Or like Kate gives insight on like Below Deck Med, Giselle gives insight on Potomac. Like, so we really talk in depth about like being Bravo celebrities, as they call them.
But do you have to like, is it rehearse before? No. Is it just straight shooting?
It's straight shooting. I mean, we have like the questions that will start a conversation, then they just let us go. We never repeat anything for it. Like, it is just raw. And the chemistry, in my opinion, like, is really hot. Like, it's good.
Did they check that you had chemistry like before?
Oh yeah, I had to go through a bunch of chemistry tests.
So I saw that you said that you were so flattered because you were like, I didn't even know Andy knew who I was. Because I remember, I don't know, you did watch What Happens.
Okay, I did watch What Happens.
And it was awkward or something?
As a bartender.
Yeah.
And like, we got him a gift for his son. And he had no idea who me and Paige were. We were like the bartenders while Kyle was sitting there with Sheena.
No.
Yeah, that was the first season.
Oh my God.
When it like first aired.
Kyle probably loved that.
Oh, so Kyle and Sheena were there and we were the bartenders and Andy had no idea who we were. And then I got asked to be on Watch What Happens Live literally the day before the entire city shut down. So like I was set up a spray tan. I was like I was going to go into the studio for Watch What Happens Live, which is a monumental moment for anyone.
Right.
And then the next day they go,
for anyone in the whole world.
In the whole world. For anyone who's on Bravo. So then my first Watch What Happens Live was over a video call, over Zoom. And that's where I was so nervous. And I basically was like, I think I said, thanks, Mr. Andy. I said like, hi, Mr. Andy. And I was like, oh, why did I say Mr. Andy? That's so weird. But it turns out Andy likes me.
So why did you think he didn't like you?
He just like, he didn't know who I was, I think. And like, I was on it with Lindsay and like, I think he just had fun. I made him laugh, but like he meets so many people each day. I just didn't assume that he like gave a shit.
And is it really him? Cause I always hear like, people are like, it's not even Andy who like makes the decisions, but you're saying like,
well,
he's
an executive producer for Chat Room. So he was definitely involved. Where he's not an executive producer for Summer House. That's why I was like, I've never been that involved with him. Like, we did the reunion, but that's him talking to like eight of us, you know?
Right. Oh, so with this, like, he's behind the scenes?
He gives insight for stuff. And he like did the first intro where on Watch Robins Live, he'll like direct it to us. So it's pretty cool.
That is so cool because like you're leveraged, like if you ever get fired from Summer House, no, I'm just kidding. No, but it's so good to have something like leveraging the thing, you know? Yeah. Like how many summers can you go? I don't know.
This is my real dream. My real job is comedy and podcasting. I think they considered me for this chat room show because I have like a podcast I've been doing for 2 years and I've done writing before and comedy writing and stand up and I love performing. And
right.
Summer House has given me that exposure to like do right. more of the creative stuff that I love. So this 100. Chat room is like my literal dream. Like Keisha Stan was joking with me because she's like, oh, this is what you're like actually good at. Like, I don't know if I'm actually good at reality TV. I just wing it. But this is like what I love to do and like where I want my career
and
to go.
And that gave you like the, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not on the podcast, but I'm sure that's also cause for like some jealousy with like your castmates and stuff.
My thing is I've worked on that nasty emotion. Like, as you know, I want to mention I was a tennis player and like it was always,
oh my God, what time is it?
It's because I have a boyfriend to blab about.
Oh my
now.
God.
I'm so
we
annoying.
Got through almost the whole podcast. She didn't mention her tennis career.
But tennis is all comparing yourself to other girls competing like straight one-on-one. Like this girl got this sponsorship. This girl's forehand's better than mine. This girl beat that girl and her ranking's better. And my dad would be like, why can't you play like that girl? And my jealousy was so terrible when I was young that and then I got on a college team where I had to learn to like root for people. And I literally was like, I had to be like, there is an abundance of success. And it's just like money manifestation where like they say the more you spend, the more you make, where it's like the more you root for other people, the more success you get. And I am actually in such a place where I fucking love bragging about my friends. Whenever I see my friend do something great, it inspires me. If I feel a little jealousy, that means like, ooh, I want to do that. And I never wish bad upon people. And I just wish that some people treated me a little more like
but
that.
But babe, I think that it has to do with confidence. I think you're a confident person. So I think confident people can be happy for other people and not have other people's success make them feel like shit. Do you get what I'm saying?
I guess you're right. And
so if someone's insecure and thinks like I have nothing to offer and like I could never get some, so that's them like projecting. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's all negative comments online. But I feel like, especially with the Summer House cast, when anyone does anything great, it's so fucking good for our show. Like, I'm so proud of Kyle with Loverboy. I think he's handled it so well because I know this is like, he's had multiple companies and he's had ups and downs where he could have been like, fuck it, I can't do this anymore. I'm like so proud of Paige and how she's like creating this like real like kind of fashion umpire. I'm so proud of like Lindsay for like always being an entrepreneur. Like, I'm so proud of these people. And I hope that
they can be.
I hope people can be proud for me too. To the point that like, I'd rather not talk about myself at all and not rub anything in anyone's face so that I can have better relationships sometimes. Like, I don't even want to tell people when something good happens to me anymore sometimes.
That's really sad, Hannah.
I know.
It got sad just now.
Yeah, it did a little. But I've like dealt with this a lot in my life. Like at Betches, I got in Summer House. I coincidentally got fired. Like,
yeah.
Some people, it's like, okay, if you don't want to let me shine and you don't want to shine with me, then get the fuck away from me, because I'm the kind of friend that like, if you're with me, like I bring you with me if things are good. And like when it's good with you, like I'm fucking there. I'm the first one to be happy for you. And I cannot, like at Betches, I was the first one in the company that was getting her own following and it wasn't a plan. And next thing you know, like people are talking about my pack. People are trying to get me fired. People are saying things about me. Next thing you know, I'm fired. And at first you're like, well, this isn't fair. And then you're like, oh no, these just aren't my people. And I have a different path to go.
But like, that's amazing, because when you came on Summer House season, what was it?
Season 3.
Right. It wasn't like, I'm Hannah in here. Like, you were there. You had a story, but it wasn't like season 4. So like, everything that's happening to you happened like in its time. You know what I mean? It wasn't like you came on first episode and like you were saying, you've been doing this shit for a long time. Like, you were in media.
Yeah.
Doing your podcast.
I do think it can be hard. I think a lot of shows you will see people be jealous because we're all like on the same platform.
Right.
So it's like we all are getting the same opportunity and how are we dealing with it? But people have different goals. Like, Like, right. Lindsay's not trying to be a stand-up comedian or like,
right.
I mean, some of them,
but,
like,
but babe, but if everyone's fucking goal at the end of the day is like Instagram followers, then we're in a problem in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also to make things clear, like Instagram followers really do not equate to happiness at all.
Yeah.
It's to the point, like I have a lot of followers and Instagram's different to me now. Like I just don't answer DMs anymore because I like can't. Because once I start, then they like keep coming and then I get overwhelmed.
Mm.
And I don't even delve into them sometimes because I get my feelings hurt sometimes. So then you're just like afraid of going on.
Why? So, you usually get so much love.
I do get a ton of love, but it's like the occasional just like hate that you don't want, or it's like funny, yeah. Or just people who you feel like always want something from you. Like it's people just asking for things and then you get overwhelmed easily. And then really I just go on to like post what I like to post. And then I see like some of my friend stuff, but like basically no matter what good things happen to you, you're still that same person. You still feel the same. You don't transform into something different. You're still the same person with the same thoughts. Just like maybe people think you're cooler. But it's weird. Like people be like, Hannah, you're killing it right now. But to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm in quarantine and I'm with my boyfriend and I go on the computer during the day. Like that's how
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah.
So that's my like behind the scenes of my life.
So listen, I'm really, really proud of you. And I
didn't watch
the chat room yet, but it's I have okay. an excuse because
you are a little bit busy. I'm also so proud of you. I feel like this podcast has been so consistently blowing up. I feel like you're such a hustler. Whenever I see your new episode, it's always like the dopest guests, including myself. But like you really hustle to get those guests. You get those fucking guests. Like I know how hard it is to even have the balls to ask these people. And like, I just, and also your questions are great. And like, I don't know. You should be very proud of this podcast because a lot of podcasts, we started around the same time. A lot of podcasts just like,
yeah, we
can't
did.
Keep it up. So I'm proud of both of us for keeping it up because it's not always easy.
And it's not. And a lot of people think that talking for an hour is easy, but I can like, I'm surprised I'm not sweating today. I don't know. There's like good air today, but usually I'm like sweating.
Yep.
Like it's a lot, but also, yeah, I have a baby. I took like, did I even take time off? No, I think I had a few episodes that I prepared and then had to like get back into it.
Well, your hard work is showing.
Thank you, my love. It's true what you were saying about Instagram followers. It's such a world where like you're right. Like if Lindsay has a PR, you know, fucking company. Okay, fine. You want to like have a little bit of recognition, but not everyone needs to have that goal of... That's what I talk about on my Instagram about, coincidentally, about the Selling Sunset cast. Like,
oh my God.
Like, they're all so, well, no, Christine is the thirstiest. I had her on my podcast and I'm feeling okay to talk shit about it because only after she was on my podcast did I see her enter giveaways and pay $15,000 to get followers. She paid to be on those giveaways like Scott Disick. You know how he posts yeah. those photos of Kendall yes. with like Louis Vuitton bags?
Yes.
So basically I learned how it works. So whoever he says to follow has to pay, I think for his, it's like 15 grand.
Or more.
Or more.
But also these are not like followers that'll actually like stay with you and like love your brand and care
will.
About you.
But then
there will
you
be
know,
a drop off, but some will stay.
Some will stay. So it's worth it for her. And she did go up because when she was on my podcast, she had like 500K and now she's over a million. And only like I'm remembering that I didn't know she was like that. I thought she was way savager. So when she was on, I was like, I really didn't know. And I was like, why does Heather have the biggest following from your cast because she's not that like interesting on the show.
What'd she say?
So I feel like in retrospect, like I thought that I was just like asking because it really didn't make sense to me because I was like Chrishell,
yeah.
Christine, and then like Heather, I looked at her page and I was like, she's even not
I was
that.
Like, do people just like think she's pretty and want to see her relationship?
Yeah. Well, apparently she was a Playboy bunny.
What was the reason? Is that the reason?
Yeah, that's what she said. And she played it off. She was like, I don't know. She was a Playboy bunny. Like, it's from before. And only after I'm like, shit, Christine is Venmoing people to engage. Did you see that I posted that?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I saw that. I think, sorry, I'm like looking.
She just had like a thought.
I did. I just remember Christine doing like the whole 1 million, like being so happy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys, the second you get to something, you're just going to want something else. Like I hit 400 and I was so happy. And now I'm like, I want 500. Yeah. And like, you're just like, always
wanting
more. Did you
watch the Paris Hilton documentary?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
But she said, she's like, my goal is a billion. And it was a million. And before that, it was like 100.
One thing I want to say about that is I actually love Paris. I think she's hilarious. She actually is such a cultural icon. But I just, the very end, I thought it was going to be like, and now I'm going to evolve and like really be more authentically me. And she basically was like,
that's hot.
I just can't. So that's hot. Bye. And I'm like, what? What kind of journey did you just put me on? I thought it like, because what? Like, I was just so confused by the ending, but I love Paris. And I also feel like...
You're right.
I do feel like, though, when you're on these reality shows, it becomes like a whole ego trip where like the fighting becomes about like egos. Like, think about Vanderpump Rules. Don't like some of them not film with like new cast members because they're like, you're a new cast member. And it's like, that's all ego driven.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. And that's how shows get ruined.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm like pettier than you, but I can like understand that. Like when I went to BravoCon and I went to the Vanderpump session and they were all sitting up there and the moderator who like wasn't good asked the audience and goes, who is the most famous here? And it was like 1, 2, 3. And everyone goes, Stassi, which now is, I mean, different, obviously, but. Not even because everyone talked mad shit. She's still at 2.1 million followers, which like good for her. I'm just saying people like to talk a lot, but
people are definitely aware on the cast of like who has a large following.
That's what I'm saying. So, but also they're aware, but also like that's not a good feeling. Like,
no,
like you said, they are different than Summer House. They are on the same exact level. They were waiters and bartenders at this place.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, some have things, but like...
Well, my thing is like, I was hustling. Like I was going on tons of podcasts to promote my podcast. I posted every day.
You're
a
giant
tweet that I wrote.
Podcast whore. I thought I was special when you came on my podcast. And then you were like, sorry, have to go to another podcast. Did a podcast before I came here.
like I was doing like 3 podcasts a day.
You were like crazy.
I was hustling. And so like, and other people, I was posting every day a new tweet. Like I wanted to grow my following so I could sell out my tour. That's just what I love to do. And I want to work hard. And like, it feels weird to have like a little target on my back now that like I have a large following. But I do want to say shout out to my girl Paige, who like, when she shot up her first season, like got so many followers. I was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of that. That's my best friend. She's famous. And then when I shot up in followers, she was like, you're my best friend. You're amazing. I'm obsessed with you. And she's been so supportive from day one.
That's hard to find because like you were saying, like when things are good, sometimes like you wish you had more people to tell that could actually be happy for you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have one friend like that, I'm sure you have more, but even from the show, that's like a blessing. That's really a blessing. Friends that can actually be happy for you.
Yeah, because you can tell deep down when someone's like, go fuck yourself. And you can tell when someone earnestly is like proud of you.
That's
important.
It really is.
Now that we're referencing documentaries, it's like the Taylor Swift documentary when she was like, I won the Grammys, whatever, and I just had no one to share it with. And it really is true, like, the fact that like you have a family and you have a baby and you can share your success with them is something beautiful.
Wait, did Taylor not have that? She has her mom.
Taylor was like single at that point. She was talking about relationship wise that she didn't have a guy to like be with.
I mean, it's lonely at the top.
Honestly, it is.
You're feeling it. I feel like that. Oh my God, that's going to be the title of this episode and everyone's going to hate you.
I mean, they already do. It's fine.
I love you.
I love you so
much.
I miss you so much. Go Beacon. We went to the same high school. Go Blue Devils.
So
Blue Demons.
We went to the same high school.
It's so weird. We walked the same lockers.
So when are you going to get pregnant?
Oh my God, hopefully not soon, but I guess.
Wait, do you want a baby?
Yes.
Could you picture yourself doing like what you're doing now and like have a baby?
Oh, well, the thing is, I really want to do my stand-up tour, but it got canceled because of Corona. So like I want to do my tour.
Wait, you didn't get to do it at all?
I did. Okay, so I did Boston. on March 5th, I did LA. And then March 9th, I did San Francisco. Hugged like 50 people in the like post VIP meet and greet. And then the world stopped right at like March 12th. So like I literally started the tour, did two shows. Now I forgot all my jokes. Could not, if you said Hannah, go to San Bernardino, I'd be like, I literally don't know.
Really? Because it's like takes practice.
Yeah, I have to practice. I mean, I had 50 minutes of jokes. Like,
oh my God, when I watched the Amy Schumer documentary, did you watch it?
Oh my God, I started it, but I didn't finish it.
Oh my God, I don't know if you should watch it because if you are ever, I can't believe we're talking about you getting pregnant, but if that's going to happen.
It seemed like a nightmare.
Her pregnancy was really hard, but the stand-up parts, because she was like doing stand-up, like I just learned from that, like how it's like, it's not like off the cuff. You know what I mean? Like she planned everything.
Especially when you're putting together an hour, like you'll let yourself go off a little, but you have to bring it back. And then if you liked what you did, you keep that for the next
you,
one.
You keep doing it. Like exactly. Even she had a bit where she was like hitting her head with the mic yes. And like watching it, you would be like, oh, that's so funny she did that, you know, randomly. But she was like, oh, yeah. Like in setting it up, she's like, so I'll stand here.
No, before every like that show, with the mic. Before every show, I go to the bathroom and I make my list of like, and it's like, okay, boyfriend is stupid joke, like music joke, farting joke. And I write the order of all the jokes because I like know the jokes, but I need to know the order like a song. So I'll write the order down and my phone is just full of like, me naming the order of all the jokes I have to do for 45
and you
minutes.
And you can look at it?
No. It's just like me like practicing in my head.
Like, oh, like first, memorizing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like first farting, then cuddling, then stupid boyfriend, then Beauty and the Beast, and I like organize it. But I miss it.
Well,
I
now you're going to have boyfriend content. You can't do content.
My whole set was why I'm single. Like, is it me? Is it them? And I would like explore that and tell stories.
But you'll have plenty of shit with like, about your guy.
For sure. But now I want to keep a lot of the good old stuff, but it's going to just be like why I was single and then where I am now. So I'm excited for that to evolve. I don't want to get pregnant yet. I'd like to
get married first,
no? Yeah, I want him to propose. Maybe next
like
season
if he proposed. I feel like I'm in Schitt's Creek.
Like, my thing is like I'm learning how to like be an adult with him now. Like I'm realizing there are some parts that I'm lacking. So in a couple of years, I'm interested.
I feel like it's not going to be a couple of years.
Like 33 maybe or 34.
You're not going to get... You're so full of fucking shit. You were talking about it as if it's tomorrow. Oh, no, now you're saying in five fucking years.
I'll get married tomorrow. I was talking about babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wait, I wanted to say... Oh, about your stand-up. I just want to tell everyone that I'm a really good friend. And like this is like just shows you that I really loved you from the beginning because I never go anywhere. And I came... to support you.
Which show?
Gotham.
Oh my God, that was filmed. That was like I didn't even do a full stand-up. I just did like 20 minutes
right.
In the
so I was going to say, after I was complimenting myself and saying that like, she told me you were like, oh, you should come. Which like, I never come when people are like, you should come. And I don't know what made me feel about you that like, I wanted to support you. And I remember saying it to like my husband or whoever I was telling like, you know, she told me to come and like, I want to support her. Like, I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be funny or good or whatever. But I like made a point. I made my sisters come with me and buy tickets. Like, I didn't even get those tickets for free. Like, bought them.
That was like huge. When I saw your face after, because I don't think you even told me. I just bothered you.
No, I saw your face right before and you were like, you were really cute. But what I was going to say is like, you were so good. And that was even before you were doing stand-up. You were doing... half of it was like interviews and then half of it was stand up.
Yeah, I did 20 like, minutes in the beginning and then I did.
And like I was like, I wish there was more of this. Like that was definitely your.
That was so
niche.
Funny. That's how I started because people were like, the stand up pit was my favorite. And I was like, instead of having to travel and get like all these people to interview, I'm like, let's just get 45 minutes. Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. In retrospect, I can tell you this now. Like, I feel like live shows when you interview people is just stupid.
No, the live podcast sometimes it doesn't hit the same.
I feel like it's not, I feel like that's not the, and I remember your stand up. I was like, that's like, we were laughing hysterically.
Oh yeah. Oh, good times.
She got it good. I know when we were like going places and like.
Now you could be with your baby.
I love you. Thank you for doing this yet again.
You're the fucking best.
Keep me updated on everything in your life.
I will. I've everyone listened to Burning in Hell. And
I wish that like I was invited out east.
Oh my God, out east. Oh my God, you should come. You should come. We'll discuss. Bring your baby. We'll put him in the ocean. See what happens. We'll baptize him in the West Hampton Sea. But yeah, I Amanda's going to come on Burning in Hell soon. We'll get that on the calendar.
She's like cross promoting up the wazoo today.
Yes, bitch. We can't stop the hustle.
Because I hate when people say then, like, is there anything you want to... So I'd rather you just do that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And that was, and follow me at Being Burns and watch Bravo's
Unfollow
chat room.
Her to get her down up to 500K. No, we don't care. No, we're cooler than that.
Care.
Come on.
We really don't care.
We're so cool.
If you like me, follow me. If you don't like me, don't follow me.
If you like hairy toes,
follow me. You never know. You might get a little surprise. But I love you.
I love you too, baby. It was nice really catching up. It was Thanks, nice. Baby. These are my hours. It was nice really catching up.
Go take care of the baby.
Till next time, I love. I will.
Thanks, honey. I love you.
Thank you. I love you
too. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.